Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and of course, the planet Mercury is slowing down as slow as he can go before he goes retrograde. Let's understand a little bit about retrogrades. What are they? And of course, when a planet goes retrograde, that means that their orbit is far from us. So it appears as if they're moving slowly or backwards. So imagine yourself on a long stretch of highway, and what appears way ahead of you seems smaller or doesn't even seem to be moving. So it is with retrograde planets. Now, there is something that says that when a planet is retrograde, it's giving off the reverse light that it normally gives off. So its normal characteristics are opposite. So with Mercury, we tend to move around quickly, make decisions fast, tend to the details, make lists, and think rather, how do I want to say, critical thinking. Yeah, we think critically. Most of us do anyway, unless you have an afflicted Mercury. But even then, as you grow into your natal Mercury, you learn how to adjust. Anyway, so Mercury retrograde is going to be in Leo. It starts on Thursday. And in the sign of Leo, so Mercury, of course, is going to affect communications, connections, getting in touch with people. And this is in the sign of Leo, love, romance, your passions, your creativity, your hobbies, weddings, parties, the fun things you like to do, get-togethers, the barbecues, vacation plans, short trips, etc. And so we want to make sure that we're very careful with these things. Why is that? This Mercury retrograde in Leo is in the 12th house to Mars in Virgo and the lunar south node. So planets in the 12th house, even in your natal birth chart, kind of make things go backwards or make you look at other people and think everyone else is doing so much better than you, or bring out insecurities, fears, even karma and losses. So we want to make sure that we really tend to our plans, especially with all those things about entertainment, weddings, parties, barbecues, things with children, like buying their school supplies, for heaven's sakes. You might even want to get started and definitely not wait until the last minute for buying those kids' school supplies, or even your own student supplies and books. So we want to be very careful with that. So during Mercury in Leo, we love to play games. We love to have fun. We love to tend to, not learning per se, but those things that we're passionate about, like hobbies and crafts, and the things that we have a hidden talent for. We love to play games with the kids, play volleyball, get involved in competitions. And so all of these things kind of do a backward spin because this Mercury retrograde is going to be so powerful. And so we want to make sure that all of our plans are subject to change. So have a backup plan, meaning that if something can go wrong, expect that it might go wrong ahead of time. Correct yourself, check your work, make lists. Don't get caught up in daydreaming about a romance when you meet somebody under Mercury retrograde, because once Mercury goes direct, sometimes you get ghosted or it just loses its illusion or passion and you're left feeling a little bit down. But like all Mercury retrograde cycles, we tend to recover from those kind of things very quickly. So we're not going to overlook the details. We're going to double check all of our work. We're going to be extra, extra careful that if we make plans, say you make a travel plan, that you get travel insurance, for God's sakes, and that you avoid traveling during bad weather. We don't want to get involved in any love triangles, definitely not with this Mercury retrograde cycle. And if you are planning a wedding, an engagement party, or birthday party, or anything like that, you want to double check your plans, make sure that everybody has the right time, make sure it's printed on the invitation. And also, if you're planning some outdoor activity, plan to bring it indoors. So those are just the tip of the iceberg. And you can read more on my website about Mercury retrograde. I mean, it's lengthy as to what the do's and don'ts of Mercury retrograde. So go to my website, www.terrynazon.com/mercuryretrograde.html, and you'll find all you need to know about your next Mercury retrograde cycle. That's all for now.